Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I'm your host, Joel Frangimini, going to tell you what's going on this week at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Big week. We talked to Jeff Allen on the last show. I hope you heard that. That was awesome. I love talking to Jeff. He's in with the Sunday, but we got a full bank of shows, including Christian Finnegan, who I talked to today. So let's get into what's going on. As we talk to you today, it is the 7th. It is Tuesday night. There's nothing tonight. I say that. Wednesday, April the 8th, 2026. We've got open mic night for you at 7:30 p.m. It's always a good time at open mic night. It's $5 to get in. We got amateurs, professionals, a whole mix of people, and all doing short sets at open mic night. And then starting on Thursday, April 9th, Christian Finnegan starts his week here at the, you may know Christian from all of those VH1 talk shows, Best Week Ever, and those, we'll talk about that in our interview. And he was also on Chappelle's show. Yeah, you'll hear about him from Chappelle's show, what he did on there, the fans around that. But anyway, Christian starts with us on Thursday, normal time, 7:30 p.m. Let's go over to the 10th on Friday, two shows at 7:15 and 9:45. Saturday, April 11th, 7 p.m. and 9:30 with Christian Finnegan. And then, as we heard on the last show, Jeff Allen is in for us on Sunday, April 12th, 3 p.m. and 6:30. I believe the 6:30 show is sold out. So if you're coming to see Jeff, you got to come to that early show in all likelihood, 3 p.m. on the Sunday. All right? Okay. Squared away. And I really enjoyed Jeff. If you haven't heard that interview, go listen to that. It's amazing. I think Jeff's one of the funniest dudes around, and he's got a hell of a sort of a second phase of his career that he's, you know, now he's saying it's his first annual farewell tour. Who knows? He seems to enjoy himself out there. All right, Christian Finnegan, let's talk about him. Get you into this interview, which, you know, Christian's a guy that I knew, and you'll hear in the interview, talk about all of those VH1 talk shows. If you remember in the early 2000s, Best Week Ever, I Love the 90s. Well, Christian was on all of those. I did not know how Christian got discovered for those shows. So you'll hear that in this interview. He also talks about how he recorded a special in the pandemic, what that was like, what a kind of a culture shock that is even to look at it now. But I watched it and thought it was really pretty funny. Of course, he's most probably best known for Chappelle, being the white guy on Chappelle's show. You'll hear all about that and how that continues to follow him around. And he's, you know, he likes that he's got that one thing he can tell people. Hey, I was in this. You saw it. We'll also talk his real passion is a music newsletter that he does on the web. I'll link to it over on Comedy Castle Podcast called New Music for Olds. He'll tell you what new music you should be listening to if you're an old guy or if you just feel like you're out of touch. Christian wrote a really cool newsletter about that, and he'll tell you about it. All right. Good stuff in this interview. I really enjoyed talking to Christian. Look forward to the weekend. Let's just throw it to it right now. We'll have some final thoughts afterwards. All that. All right. Here's Christian Finnegan, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other end of my line, it's a pleasure to talk to this weekend's headliner, Christian Finnegan. Christian, how you doing today?
Oh, man, it is a pleasure to be talked to.
Yeah, well,
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's great because I don't know if you've ever been to the Comedy Castle in the past.
I have not. Never once.
No. Well, so I think, I mean, I don't know if you're thrilled by it, but we're thrilled to
have you. No, I'm super excited. I mean, by reputation, I've heard great things about it over the years, and I've never managed to get out there. So I'm super excited. And
yeah.
And just as sort of a music dork, like I'm excited to check out Hitsville, do the whole Detroit tourism thing. Yeah. You know, yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, Third Man Records, Hitsville. There's a million places you could go. A lot of the stuff's gone. A lot of the rock and roll stuff. Unfortunately,
I'm sure.
You know, Grandy Ballroom's one that's before my time, even. You know,
right. Yeah, I figured probably they probably couldn't get away with demolishing Hitsville.
I figured Hitsville that's probably is a museum. They're expanding it. I don't know the state that it's in now for tours, but certainly look into it because I hear only good things. So,
Well, I'm going to camp out in the yard, so
don't wiggle. Well, look, I'm a music guy myself, and we'll get, I guess we'll just start with music, right? It's Detroit.
Oh,
and,
sure. Why not? And, you know, always start with music.
And when I found out, when I did a little research, you know, when I was going to talk to you today, and I found about new music for olds, I was really intrigued by that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a newsletter I started about 3 years ago, completely separate from my comedy career. Great planning on my part. really managed to make sure that I didn't do anything to enhance my visibility as a comic. But it's one of those things where I'm 50. I just turned 53. Yeah. And a lot of my friends who have adult lives, you know, with children and stuff like that, They used to be music geeks, and they just kind of lost the ability to sort of find new stuff. And it's so easy to get sort of trapped in an algorithmic hole. And so I ended up, like, I found myself recommending new stuff to people a lot. And so I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to write for people who aren't like the coolest kids in the world. Like, you know, they don't have necessarily their ear to the ground. They don't follow 15 different music writers and bloggers and YouTubers and stuff like that. And so I figure I'm like a conduit between people who used to be cool and people who are currently cool.
I think I fit into that for sure, man. I'm 54, so.
All right. Well, you're my target demo,
yeah,
buddy.
Absolutely, dude. And I even know, because I even think about that. I'm like, is there even any good music now? Or am I just going to listen to like old stuff, 90s stuff, or even further back? And that's what I end up doing, and once in a while,
yeah, it's so easy.
Around.
I mean, I mean, the you know, you Spotify or Apple Music or whatever service you use will just keep sort of recycling the same stuff that you've been listening to for the past 20 years, and you know, it's daunting because there is just, in my opinion, there's always great new music coming out. It's just harder to sort of, it's like needle in a haystack now. There's just so much quote unquote content out there. It's kind of hard to sort of sift through it all.
Yeah. Well, you got anybody that we should be listening to? Give us one right now.
Recent bands that I think people should check out. Magdalena Bay, I think, is a band that if you're not familiar with them, I think is like, they're probably my current sort of pick as like a band that's sort of retro and current and futuristic all at the same time. Like, I think they're super great. If you're a metal dude, I really love the new Lamb of God album.
Okay.
I'm pretty genre agnostic.
Nice.
Yeah. But there's this band called Amateur that I'm super into now. I don't want to start rattling. I sound like the biggest dork in the world. This is not what the comedy
show will be. We'll
I want
to
let
comedy.
You know. Right, it's not going to be me just rattling off. Oh, have you heard these guys? Oh, they used to be cool.
All right. But I'm going to, you know,
before everybody else.
When I find a new thing, I like to tell people, and no one wants to listen to me, but I feel like you might be. And Jean de Pointrine, have you heard them?
I have indeed.
I love it.
Now, here's the nice thing. For people who don't know, there are these two Quebecian. They're two French dudes from Canada who kind of wear these really weird paper mache outfits and they play like microtonal music, and it's very weird. I'm not sure whether I love it just listening to it. I love looking at it.
Yeah.
Like I love seeing it. I'd see them live in a heartbeat.
Sure.
If you are at all curious about weird stuff, I would Google that name if you can possibly spell it.
Well, maybe I'll put it in the description over on comedycastlepodcast.com. But that's been a thing that hit me, and I watched it as like a gimmick and went, okay, this is Kiss or this is Slipknot or some, you know, guys in costumes.
Right.
And then I just found I love the music. I think you can dance to most of that music, and you can bang your head to it.
I mean, it's just two guys and a looping pedal, so it's pretty impressive that they pulled it off.
Cool stuff.
For sure.
So I'm a fan. That's one new act I can get behind. But all right, let's talk comedy. Come on,
I promise it's not me being on stage just listing off music to listen to. I do have jokes that I've been doing comedy for at least 3 weeks now, so I feel ready for.
Well, I think the first time I knew who you were, and probably like a lot of people, I'm assuming people still come to the show and talk to you about this, but all of those best week ever, the VH1 Talking Head shows.
Yeah.
You're a staple of all of those, dude. You did a great job on those.
Yeah. I mean, that was sort of, you know, it was a really fun time. It was kind of before social media and stuff really got into full swing. And so it's like, if you wanted to hear a really mean Lindsay Lohan joke, you couldn't just open your phone and read 50 mean jokes. You had to have idiots like me standing in front of colored construction paper tell those jokes for you.
Yeah. But that, I mean, so how long did that go on for? What was the sort of, I mean,
God, had they probably 5 or 6 years. Really? I mean, over the top, it's hard because it kind of, there was sort of a long goodbye with it, you know? But yeah, I mean, it was probably about 2003 to 2008, something like that. Yeah. That's probably, but yeah, I mean, that was a lot of fun, and it kind of, it was great because it kind of kept your joke writing chops really sharp, you know? And, although I will say once it ended, I was so thrilled to not have to care about any of that stuff anymore. Like, because it used to be, I would be standing in a bar, like talking with friends, and then I'd look up at the TV and there'd be some like E! Entertainment News scroll about something that, you know, Spencer Pratt did or something. And I had to be like, shut up, guys. I have to watch this. It's very important. It's for work.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, so I did a lot of those, and that was super fun. And you know, which is sometimes I would always have to tell people like I do actually do real material. It's not just like me talking about celebrities.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's certainly like a whole generation of hungover college students know me from that.
Yeah. Well, it was like basic cable was the thing still. And you couldn't get away from those kind of shows that were on at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All the time. So easy to watch. Join it in the middle, whatever you were doing.
Yeah, I really feel like in many ways those VH1 shows, and specifically Best Week Ever, were sort of patient zero for everything wrong with the culture now. And so I would like to apologize to everyone. It's my fault, quite frankly. Everything you're seeing now is my fault.
It's absolutely not the case. But you said, and we were talking before the show, most people that know you, they come to the show, they want to hear about it. So let's get out of the way. Chappelle's Show, tell us about your involvement there. People know you from that one.
It's funny, like it's been so long and yet people still like, they're like, how do I know you? And specifically if it's like a millennial to Gen X dude, more dudes, you know, specifically Black and Latino, like white dudes too, but specifically Black and Latino dudes. And they'll be like, well, how do I know you? And it, you don't want to be like, well, clearly you've seen me on blah, blah, blah. Like you sound like a jackass. And so there's always that awkward, like I had this interaction at Home Depot a couple days ago where I had to be like, well, I'm a comedian and I've done things. Like, yeah, but what have you done? What have you been on? And then eventually I was like, I was the white guy in Chappelle's Show. And they're like, oh!
You
know?
There you go.
Yeah, there was a time, man. I remember when the Chappelle Show DVDs first came out, where it was probably 20 times a day. Like for this one sketch, you know, but people just know it so well.
Yeah.
And I think that I was the avatar for so much sort of white insecurity at the time. So, I mean, it's like, I feel like I caught a home run ball with that. Like I feel very fortunate to have, you
That's
know,
amazing.
Been in part of something that people remember for sure.
That show, the fans of that show are just insane. And
it's like, I've done like various things over the years, and every single thing I've done has a completely isolated, siloed audience from everything else I've done. Like I did 100 episodes of that show. Are We There Yet?
Yeah,
so if you were like 10 years old in 2013, you might know me from that.
Well, they're old enough to come to the Comedy Castle this weekend.
That's
so
right. That's right, baby.
Oh man. So, well, let's talk about that. I mean, that's a great opportunity there. I mean, those movies, that show was spawned out of the movies with Ice Cube, right?
Yeah. And they're not super connected other than just the fact that Ice Cube is an executive producer of them. Cube, as he preferred to be called. But what was really cool is that like for sort of a pop culture obsessed dude who came of age in the 80s, like almost every television star of the 70s and 80s did a guest spot on Are We There Yet at some point. Like Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, played my mom in two episodes. Wow. Like I did an episode where I was dating Paulina Poroskova, which was super bizarre. Yeah. I also did an episode where I was having sex with Jack A.
Oh, jeez.
So really, runs the gamut of. Alfonso Ribeiro directed like 20 episodes, and so it was just every once in a while,
that is
you
cool,
kind of would forget, and you'd shake your head and be like, I'm talking to Alfonso Ribeiro now. This is so bizarre. Yeah.
That is wild, man. Yeah, and then so stand-up, though, but stand-up's always been the thing, right? So
stand-up's always been the thing. Yeah, I mean, that's
best week ever. Sure. Were you just a young comic that they found, or
yeah,
how does that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was just a young kind of comic doing, you know, open mics or like low-level booked shows, bar shows and stuff like that. And I actually went on a game show. Right. I went on a VH1 game show called Name That Video because I was MTV obsessed.
Yeah.
And I won a car on a game show. And weirdly, that kind of put me on VH1's radar as like a comedian who could talk about pop culture and stuff. And so kind of it all flowed, a lot of that flowed from just this random game show appearance, which you can find on YouTube.
Okay. I need to watch that. I did not.
Yes. And so it all kind of, you know, flowed from that. But I mean, I stand up was always, you know, the first, last, and always the great love.
Yeah.
And when I say love, I mean, I love doing the stand up. Everything else, not so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
all of the travel
and all of that and the.
Yeah, and just the you know, the creating content, as they say.
Yeah.
But I understand that is the world we live in. But yeah, no, I mean I've had 5 albums and 3 specials, and my most recent special I shot sort of a weird half special, half doc that I shot during the pandemic in a venue that my wife used to own in Queens, New York. And that was kind of just a labor of love. It was also something to keep me from going insane during the pandemic.
Yeah. I was watching that today and I'm watching it going, okay, this is cool. It's outside. Like it really looks cool, you know, just the way it was shot and everything. And then they go to the reaction shots and everyone's in masks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it was so,
man, that seems like a million
such a
years
weird
ago.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. It was shot in like the fall of 2020. And so it was, just such an odd time. But it was just kind of like, you know, you're a comic. What do you do? You do comedy. Like yeah. that's all you can. That's the only way you can cope. That's my only coping mechanism, which is probably by 53. I should have developed a few more at this point. But
and I'm sure people very very appreciative that something was going on.
Yeah. Yeah. At the time, thing, you know, I mean, I not to act like I was, you know, and. Been reinventing the wheel, but there really weren't a ton of pandemic specials when I put mine out or when I shot mine specifically. And so it was all kind of like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of comedians had the same thought process. It's just like, okay, I guess I'm going to shoot a special in some weird environment because what else to do? But I tried to sort of make it so it wasn't just stand up because I know, you know, aside from the novelty of it being outside and whatnot, you know, it's never going to have that sort of packed theater energy of like your standard HBO level comedy special. And so I tried to make it interesting in other ways by sort of talking about, you know, my wife owned a comedy venue at the time. And so it's like I went from having like 2 jobs to having like no jobs. And it's like trying to find a way. We were actually living in the venue.
Oh, really?
We had told our landlord that we were moving out of our apartment in like January of 2020. We're like, all right, we're going to move out April 1st. And we had been living there for like 15 years. And so he was like excited to be able to jack up the rent finally. And so then the pandemic happened and we said to our landlord, like, hey, so can we actually stay after all because of the pandemic? He's like, nope, tough. And so we didn't know what to do or what was going to happen. And so we literally had a mattress backstage of my wife's venue and I would use a camping shower in the basement. Like,
really?
It was everyone was going through such an absurd time. And so I wanted to sort of have some sort of muscle memory of what that was like.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, the pandemic was it feels so long ago, but it really wasn't. You know, I mean, it's
it feels like 50 years ago and 10 minutes ago simultaneously, you know. And also in the middle of that, also, I had open heart surgery, which sort of in 2021, I had an aortic aneurysm. And so like I was kind of, you know, going through my own personal stuff alongside all the pandemic stuff. And so, yeah, 2021 was March 2020 to say summer 2022, which is brutal overall, I think, for everybody.
Yeah. Well, look, it's great to have you coming in. It's 2026. But what are people expect coming out this weekend?
I would tell people to expect stupid takes on smart topics and smart takes on stupid topics. That is sort of my guiding light as a comedian. Like, if you want the stupidest, most uninformed take on like world events and philosophical ideas, I'm your guy. If you want the smartest, most involved analysis of like urinals, I'm also your guy. Like I like to mix it up like that. Right. That's my sort of chocolate and peanut butter combination. Smart and stupid.
Well, that sounds like a great time, man. And, and you keep it relatively clean, or is there some language? I don't know.
I would say light R. Yeah, light R. Okay. I mean, there's definitely some jokes that are dirty, and there's some, maybe a little bit, some that's sort of dark ish. So I mean, you know, I've had kids in the audience. I perform for every type of person in the world. And there's obviously some material I'm not going to do on, say, like a corporate gig do at the Comedy Castle. Yeah. But no, I would say it's not like, oh my God, you can't be there with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, or else it's going to be awkward. Mm. Like, well, it will be awkward, but it'll be intentionally awkward.
Well, we look forward to it, man. And
man.
What can I tell you? It's a real thrill to have you out there. And
I'm super excited to be there. Yeah. I'm really excited. And I battened down the hatches, as I said.
Bring your Chappelle Show DVDs for signing after the show. We'll be doing that. I don't know if you'll be doing that.
But I don't do that, but I don't think I legally am allowed to do that. But I will sign any breasts, male or female. Butt cheeks, whatever. Just I'll sign whatever. Just bring a Sharpie and tell me where to sign.
What an offer. You're the first one that's ever said that on this show. That's the first time anyone said, I'm signing breasts after. Okay. Good. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, nobody yet has taken me up on this offer, but I'm just saying it is an option if you are, you know, a man or a woman. I'm no, I don't discriminate.
Well, Christian, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure. And thank you so much for having me.
5 shows this weekend with Christian, right?
Yeah.
Thursday to Saturday. Let's come on out, guys. Thanks, Christian, for talking to me. It's great.
Thanks, brother. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Christian. Thank you for that. Fun interview. I enjoyed talking to that guy. So used to seeing him on my TV screen. It feels like just recently, but it was a while ago. But those shows were so ubiquitous. Best week ever, all that stuff. Yeah. So that should be fun. Should be a fun weekend. I enjoyed talking to Christian. I watched his clips, funny stuff. Living in the Comedy Club, that was a new one. Wow. But it sounds like he's doing great, and I want to see you guys out there this weekend at the Comedy Castle for Christian. Jeff Allen on Sunday, open mic Wednesday. Always fun. Next week, I'm going to give you a little preview. Next week is my advanced comedy class student showcase on Tuesday the 14th. So please go over to comedycastle.com. Pick up your tickets for that one if you're interested in seeing some funny new faces. I've been working with these guys for 6 weeks. Actually, with the break, it's been longer than 6 weeks. So they're really looking forward to performing for you. And I had a real great time teaching this bunch. So that's on the 14th. What else can we tell? Make sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Comedy Castle Pod is there. Comedy Castle Podcast, Comedy Castle Pod. It's one of those. Instagram as well. I know if you follow the Comedy Castle, they're always linking our stuff, and thanks to them for doing that. But we want you to find out directly, increase our followers, all that stuff. You know how that is. All right. Let's get out of here. We'll see you this weekend for Christian Finnegan, Jeff Allen. I'm Joel. Let's get out of here. We'll catch you at the Comedy Castle this week, next week. More fun stuff on this show. All right?